Proclamation number 0260 of 16th of January, 1938. Seclusion from the world. A sunny nature increases the power of the spirit, and your efforts will succeed in seeing the light of the sun through the ether blue, even if dark clouds still shadow you at present. Any spirit which separates itself from the worldly beginning, which rises up into bright heights, will feel its strength grow, and it recognizes in it the effects of the divine light. Well, there are days in existence which lack the radiating brightness, but also in this stage man can achieve extraordinary things for his soul, if he asks for the strength from above. Because for some just this time is necessary, where man faces the worldly activities full of dissatisfaction. If he can save himself from such bodily distress over into spiritual regions, then the sun shines from there with its rays, and then a spiritual awakening takes place. Because the soul slept until then, it was in a state of unconsciousness, and only the warming rays of the spiritual sun awakened it to life. There the Lord let his light shine, so that it showed the way to an erring human child. From now on the soul has no need for this, if it always remains in the beam of this light. And it can do that at any time. It only asks the Father from the heart for the grace of knowledge. Pay attention to the words, never lose the connection with the Lord and Savior, and never lose yourselves. To satisfy your hunger, you shall hear words of salvation. All of you who stand in faith, do not worry about what is coming upon you. Awaken the Lord in you. Let him dwell in your hearts, and you will be delivered from every trouble. If you remain in the Lord will not let his own perish, because you are a part of him who created you. Therefore, with his grace he enlivens the weak and consoles the despondent. He stands by his own, where the wrath threatens you. If you show the Lord just a little love, he will bless you, and all the strength of the adversary against you will be put to shame. For it will be a robbery of the flames who seeks to destroy you. But you have to cultivate faith now and always, and then also do not need to despair, because God will help you forever. Amen.